Justin Thomas will be next. He will not be quite last because I really need to pass along comments on a couple of other courses. So if you could possibly stay after Justin finishes, please do. One of the things that I will be reading to you is a lot of fun. I'll leave that till last, so something to look forward to. But you can look forward to this, too. This is Justin Thomas.
That's right. That's right.
And a lot of you are going to see me in about 5 minutes. So, again, I'm Justin Thomas. I'm here to talk about public policy 647 and 648, which is essentially a data practicum in data analysis using Excel.
You're recording.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll use it. Again, talking about public policy 647, 648. The class came about trying to assist students in bridging the gap between the theory that almost all of you are learning about in public policy 529 and statistics and the practical side of research. Right? So in 529, for example, in our stats class, the data sets that you use and the data that you use to analyze it are all they're set up in a very friendly form. And so there is no missing data. There is no weighted data. Right? A lot of these issues that you're going to run into in the real world, we try and avoid in stats and focus in on the theory. And so that's really what 647 and 648 gets at. Right, are these practical issues that you're going to run into, and additionally, learning how to use the tool Excel, which is very predominant in nonprofit and profit organizations, used for a bunch of different analysis techniques. In terms of what we actually cover, the first piece or the first component is a half semester course, 647, and it's the basics. Generally, what we've covered up to the first half or the first midterm in 529, where we're going to look at just basic descriptive summary measures, ways to construct graphs, look at change over time, you know, some very simple trend analysis. That's what we're going to typically cover in the first half of the class, which is 647. In terms of the data that we use, it's similar to what we've done in 529, where we're going to look at data from all over the world. I do a lot of my research in sub-Saharan Africa, so we do absolutely use data from South Africa and Botswana and Namibia. We also use data from Brazil and the U.S. And some data from China as well in 647. So get a nice snapshot of all kinds of different types of data. In 648, we essentially extend to looking at more modeling. And so now start using regression, logistic regression, generalized linear models, and learn how to use Excel to answer and execute those types of analysis techniques. I'll keep it short because I know Alan has other things to do. In terms of the assignments, it's a very applied course. There's just a few problem sets along the way in each of the classes. That's the basis for the evaluation. And it's unlike any other class I think you've had where it's extremely interactive. Very little lecture by me. It's and Sarah knows because she's taking a similar class. I challenge you, right? And then we work together to solve these challenges. So it's a fun class. Hope to see a few or all of you there. And maybe one question, then I'll pass this on. So I think the business school has a business information technology course 512 and 513, and this version, the 647, 648, is just more policy focused. That class is very much about here's a financial spreadsheet, how do we summarize it, where we're going to deal with more issues you would actually come across. Right, that's the biggest difference.
Okay, thank you very much, Justin. And yes, applaud the man.